Fresh FM. It is someone's favorite song in the whole wide world.
Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It is the gentleman's favorite song that we are about to introduce. He loves this song, and he'll tell us why he loves this song. It's 9:10, rather,
yes,
on
yes.
Namibia Sahara. And so, and I tell you this, every Friday we bring newsmakers.
Yeah.
All right? Newsmakers, one way or another, it's either you love them or you hate them or you loathe them, whatever it is that the feelings that you have towards these people, all right? But fact of the matter is, they are newsmakers. They
do
incredible things, Shaquan.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's in the entertainment space, news space, wherever, however. Now, today's gentleman, Shaquan.
A snack.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to lie. The man is beautiful.
Yeah.
The man is beautiful. I am man enough to admit that the man is beautiful. That's one, okay? This guy is, I don't even think he understands that he's a pioneer. This man has started and he saw through some incredible projects since the days of Voyguge. This man has been on international runways all over the world. This man has been in a Big Brother house, lasted for a long time. This man came out and started a whole damn school. Oh my goodness, ladies
it's a
and
lot.
Gentlemen,
it's a lot.
Lot. Please help us welcome Louis Monana.
Yay!
Are you serious right now? What? Louis?
Wow,
good, my
wow,
guy?
Wow, what an intro.
He does the most, eh?
If I could have an NSK every time I go somewhere, I would.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can I just pack you somewhere? Let me travel together.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Tell us about the song real quick, Young, Wild, and Free.
Okay, so.
Because you were singing along from like the beginning to the end,
beginning
and I'm like.
To the end, bruh.
He understands the words.
For some reason, people think I'm Oshivambo speaking,
yeah.
But I'm not. I'm Kavango, you know, I speak Lokwangali.
Oh.
So basically, this song was given to me during the MTC Knockout project.
Yes.
I was meant to pick two songs by Sunny Boy.
Mm.
So I picked this one and Balance. You know, so I had to learn the language, I had to learn the lyrics, and I had to sing and perform it. So
Yeah.
So
it's close to the heart.
It's very close to the heart. It's like one of those, okay, I speak Oshivambo, okay, cool, put on some Sunny Boy. You know? Then they're good, yeah.
Yeah, man. Listen, yeah. Louis, tell us, bruv, where did you finish high school, bruv?
At Academia.
He's a Damien. Yeah.
You're a Damien.
Yeah. So basically, my grade 1 to 10 was in Rundu. And then we didn't have higher level subjects. So I had to come to Windhoek. And I went to 5 schools before settling at Academia because I was such an overachiever. I wanted to have 7 subjects and all of them on higher level. So I went to Windhoek High. They said, no, that's impossible. It's unheard of. Went to Yanmore, unheard of. Hoklanaya, unheard of. But then Academia said, okay, if you're up for the challenge, why not take it? So I took my 7 subjects.
But did you manage, though?
I managed.
How did that work out for you?
Did you Louis Monana put them? I managed.
All right. So listen, you are obviously an overachiever, hey?
Apparently.
Where does that... You are.
Apparently.
Did you not hear that?
Dude.
Did you not hear what my partner did?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Oh,
so apart from that, honestly, where did that come from? Because I feel, because my stepfather was Kavango as well.
Okay.
And I just feel that y'all are just overachievers in so many things that you actually do. But where does that come from? Is it from your parents or just you seeing them excel at whatever it is that they're doing? You wanted that for yourself.
Well, for me, it was, I wanted to get out. As in, I wanted to see what was out there in the world. I wanted to do so much more. And the only way at the time that was possible was for you to actually overachieve, excel, get a bursary and leave.
Get
you
noticed.
Know, like, get
All
dip,
right.
you know. So,
All right.
yeah, so that was the motivation, you know, do sports, do academics, do well, excel. You will have a bursary. You can study in the States. You can study abroad and all of that. So that was actually...
And that was made known to you guys from the get-go.
From the get-go, at a very young age. If you want to get out, you need to study, you need to pass, you need to excel, because now you are competing with Windhoek schools, you are competing with the whole country. So it's in you that if you want to get out, you have to.
No wonder.
You have to do
the
well.
Yeah. From Rundu are such overachievers.
Yeah, no, they really are.
I mean, St. Boniface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but Louis, we really appreciate the fact that you could make it today, man. We've been wanting to have this conversation with you.
Okay.
Where did you grow up? Yes, you finished here in Windhoek.
Yeah.
Well, where did you grow up?
In Rundu. Born and raised in Rundu.
Were you born in Katsivi?
No, I was born in Rundu.
Oh, just Rundu itself?
Rundu itself.
Oh.
Rundu State Hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are the locations there even? Like, what? Because here we have, you know, Katetura.
We also have Katetura.
So there's Katutura everywhere in this Namibia.
There's also Katutura over there. We have Tutungeni, which is my hood. We have Safari. We have Kayemo. We have Ndama. We have Kaisosi. We have, yeah. So we have Queen's Park. We have King's Park.
Yeah.
Those are basically some of the locations that we have here.
Now, fast forwarding your life to a time that I think Namibians at the time was not really well acquainted with you. Before all of that, you were on runways worldwide. Tell us about that. Like how did that even happen?
How did you get scouted? Or what do you even remember the first time that you were actually on a runway?
I remember it like it was yesterday. So basically what happened was I went to Cape Town to study, because I was doing accounting. I wanted to become a chartered accountant. So you know, there's this thing called season in Cape Town where you have international brands coming down to do their campaigns and all of that. So during season, there are lots of scouts. I mean, it's in Long Street, you're in Greenpoint, you're by the waterfront, so there's people watching literally. So the first 2 years, I would always get stopped and asked, like, yo, you can model. I'm like, no, I'm here for school, you know. I'm like, Rundu, Venduk, now exactly, Cape Town. I'm here to study and stuff like that. Yeah. But then at some point in my third year, things started to get a bit tough, you know, because now you have all of these things you have to pay for and you're up and down. So I said yes, you know. So when I did say yes, I signed to an agency. Then I was doing my thing. So the rest is history. I fell in love with the whole, you know, that whole industry, you know, the runways, the visuals, the adverts, the TV side of things. It just sparked something in me. Then I knew from that moment on, accounting is not for me. I don't think I will make it in this industry, but this is where I belong.
But also when you were like studying accounting prior to even making it on the runway, did you ever feel that accounting is where you were supposed to be until that got sparked by the modeling?
No, not at all, because we had limited options. You're either going to be a doctor, an engineer, an accountant.
When you say limited, coming from whom? Your family?
Coming from everybody, you know, like society, where you grow up, individuals and so forth, to say your options are engineer, doctor, accountant, lawyer, you know, those are your options. So since you are achieving, you're doing well and all of that, that's all you have to do. Like, everything else was unheard of, you know.
Understand.
So those were the options.
They say that as a black child, we are our grandparents' answered prayers.
Yes.
But a lot with that also comes, you know, generational curses along the way.
Yeah.
How would you say you are breaking generational curses? Mm-hmm. And also, if you ever had to leave a legacy behind, what would you want the brand Louis... Wait, how do you pronounce your name? Hey, we were talking about
By the way. You know what?
Yes.
Louis. What did you say?
No, Louis. Does it depend on where you are in the world?
She's right.
Which
she
one?
She's right. Louis.
Yes. Yeah,
wow, dude.
I said it yesterday.
Yeah, she said it yesterday. I was like, there's no way it's Louis. What do you mean, Louis?
No, it's Louis. It's a Portuguese name. I have Angolan ancestry and all of that.
Wow, Sheikh.
You called it. But no, for real. So what legacy would you want to leave behind for the brand Louis Munana?
So, I just want to be someone that made it known that it can be, you know what I'm saying? It's possible. Because most of what I do is literally firsts, like first blah blah blah, first blah 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 blah. Like, now there's something coming out on Netflix, I'll be the first Namibian to be on a Netflix show. So so that's like,
I have an idea.
So
should I say it?
No, you're not gonna say it.
Okay,
I'm not gonna
read this thing. I know it.
Yeah. So that's just my thing. First one to come up with a cartoon show in the country. First one to have a show that's syndicated outside, playing in the States, in Canada. First male in media to be on the Forbes list. First whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's first MTC Venduk Fashion Week. We're the first ones to establish a fashion week in the country.
Come on.
Yeah. You know. So there's just so many firsts. Like that's basically what I want to do. Like, when I make it into Hollywood, I'll be like, okay, I'm here, you know. So, yeah.
So, I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it.
I'm not
going to
say no. Listen,
I'm not
going to
say it.
I
want to
say no.
I hope it's not what it is, but because some of us signed NDAs and all of that, so we're not allowed
absolutely.
To say anything
understandably
right now.
So what
soon.
I want to say is season 2 is releasing soon.
What's wrong with this girl? What's wrong with you? Why are you this person? I don't understand.
Switch off my mic.
Please switch off my mic. Why are you this person?
We've got Luis Monana.
You have to do a whole studio. Reveal, a whole announcement,
man.
A whole like...
No, just
out
lifted,
here.
I just lifted it.
No, I'm
man.
Leaving. I'm leaving, guys.
You're not going anywhere.
I can't anymore. I'm leaving because this is too much.
Tell your friend to sit down.
No, he's not going anywhere. We've got Luis Monana in studio. Stick around. We've got still so much more for him right after this.
Welcome aboard Flight Club 23. Great to see you. Hey, baby, let me see it.
I just want to eat it. It is 9:22. We've got Luis Monana in the studio right now. We're having a conversation about the man, the legend, the myth himself. And we're just highlighting and also giving flowers. Speaking of flowers, Ashaquan, there's someone exceptionally close to Luis that really, really appreciates the man's.
Okay.
I know you have a lot of good people around you, but this one specifically struck a chord with me.
Okay.
Because while doing a project, I realized or I noticed the friendship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll utilize this friendship somewhere down the line.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Hi, Shaquan and NSK. My name is Lena Shipuata. And I heard from a little birdie that you guys have one of my closest friends in studio today. All right. So, Luis Monana, oh my goodness. He means so much to me. He is like a big brother to me. He is somebody, he's one of the kindest people that I know. He is one of the most genuine people that I know. I feel like Luis' purpose in life is to make everybody else's life easy. Luis goes out of his way to make sure everybody is safe, everybody is okay, he just basically goes out of his way to make sure that other people are much happier than he is. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but that is Luis Monana. I also just want to say, Luis in entertainment, Luis walked so we could run, basically. Luis made sure that we in entertainment are taken seriously. Luis is basically known as a media mogul. I want to give him his flowers right now.
Come on.
And I want to thank Shaquan and NSK for also giving him his flowers. There's so much that Luis has been up to and leading up to even now. I'm so proud of you, Luis. I'm so proud of everything that you've accomplished. I'm so proud of the person that you are today. I can't wait to experience you 10 years from now, how much greater you will be. I want to say thank you for being one of the lights in my life. Thank you for giving back to not just me, to everybody in your life. You're such an amazing human being, and I myself want to give you your flowers as well. I love you so much, Luis Monana, and happy you have yourself an amazing day and an amazing year. And this goes to Shaquan and NSK as well. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
Y'all want to make a grown man cry up in here. Yo, this is...
I got tissues right here.
Wow. She's ready.
Wow. This is...
He's speechless.
Yeah, for the first time. Wow. Like, I was actually... Somebody asked me this the other day, and I did speak to Lena about it, because I was coming from the spa, and then I had money in the car, and then she was at Butcher's Block. So then I was like, okay, I'm not used to asking, mind you. I don't ask anyone for anything. I'm always the guy, like, you know what
who
I'm
gives
saying?
More than
yes.
anything. Yeah.
I never, and then she was there. So I was like, yo, can I just get 100? I will give it back immediately because I just want to pay real quick. And then she gave me the 100. And then she, we're having a conversation. Then it was a thing of whoever asks you, like, are you okay? How are you doing? Do you need anything? Because you are so used to, you have several projects, you have several companies, you have several stuff that you're doing, and you're just paying people, you're paying people, you're working with people and stuff like that. But who actually comes to you and says, are you fine? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, do you need something? Do you need a hug? You know what I'm saying? So it's quite interesting to hear that, you know, like it's nice. It's a nice feeling. It's something nice to hear.
So we have Sophie who's tuned in right now, and she says, there goes our Rundu star.
Hi, Sophie.
And then we also have Nina who listens to us every day from Mushwarungona. She says that showing love to Luis Munana, I'm not even going to lie, had a huge crush on him when he was on Big Brother. Even after the show, you have been an inspiration and I couldn't be more prouder. May you continue to thrive. Much love.
Wow. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got...
Sophie says you guys went to the same primary school in Rundu.
At Noordgrens.
Noordgrens?
Yeah, Noordgrens. It's Afrikaans school.
Afrikaans in Rundu no house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know Sophie?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Sophie.
It was different, though.
I mean, we've
been
now.
9 years.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, Sophie?
We've got one more surprise for you, Puta.
Yeah. Yo, Lena was enough, guys. You already got me in my feels. What more are you trying to do?
I told you, we have the tissues.
Oh, wow.
Listen, this is above average radio here.
Come
okay.
On.
This is award-winning radio here. Ladies and gentlemen, some time ago, this gentleman in studio right now, going by the name of Luis Munana, felt adventurous enough to explore the sound or the world of audio.
No! Oh my God! Okay, I'm out of here.
This is the song.
Is this live? Are you saying this
live right now?
This is on right now.
Yo,
Luis.
Oh my
God.
Get this one
right. Yo.
What in the heaven?
How did you find this? This is like.
Stop asking us how we do our jobs.
This is not online. How did you find this song? How did you find this?
What? I want to get to his part, y'all.
No,
hold on, we need to get to Luis's part.
Wait.
Oh man, the reaction is priceless.
Oh my God. This is so embarrassing. No. Oh wow, no.
Is that him?
Oh my God.
Do you remember the lyrics?
I do.
Okay, now sing along.
The song is called Mira featuring Prometheus.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, in what era? Where were you there? Like, in terms of like your mindset.
I was in love. Like like I'm one of those people who loves hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this was my ex-girlfriend at the time. We were dating while I was in Big Brother Africa House, and then when we came out, we still continued to date. So when she got evicted, I was torn, you know, I was heartbroken because there goes the love of my life. And then I wrote a song while I was in the house. So when I came out, I recorded the song for her. Hence, then like her name is Mira, so the song is Mira, M-I-R-A.
Oh.
So. Yeah, so that's basically the song. It's a love song. It's me professing my song, Mirror on the Wall. You're the first of them all. You know what I'm saying? One of those vibes. So,
So.
But are you looking to produce more music?
Surprisingly, I tell my friends all the time, and they think I'm not serious. I've had visions of music scripts, ideas and stuff since 2015, and my phone is full of recordings from 2016 where I can dream and wake up and there's a tune in my head, there's music, but it's not for me. It's like I would hear Lady May's voice, I would hear Rihanna's voice, so I have this whole thing of one day when I do venture into that era, I'll sit with a producer and I write basically. So I literally have hits in my head that are not for me.
Yeah,
I should put them down in. I know they'll become hits because my vision, my dreams, and literally everything that I've done today started as a vision or as a dream that just came to pass. So it's the same concept. So I think it's the same with music, and it keeps coming every now and then. I get a vision. I get like it's a thing. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Lodisha who listens to us from Omafo. So Omafo is very close to Chicago.
Okay.
So she says, Luis, who's this? And I'm like, a snack. And she's like, oh, I'll have me some of that. But anyway, what I wanted to ask you is, you know, a little bit earlier on, you mentioned that when I work in Hollywood one day.
Yes.
And, you know, we know that our words have power.
Yes.
You
yes,
know
yes.
what I mean? So if you ever had to, not even, no. Mm. When...
When
you into Hollywood. Yeah.
Just a matter of time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What projects would you want to have your name attached to?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Rihanna right now.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So, In 2017, I went to Cannes in France for the Cannes Film Festival. That's where I sold Waka Waka Mu to the US, the UK, and the Caribbean Islands. That's why it was airing there. But I also met Disney producers and Disney execs. So I was trying to pitch Waka Waka Mu to them for it to be made into a Disney movie. So they said, take this project, go and refine it, go and write for an international audience, because right now you are writing for a local audience.
Yeah.
So ever since, you know, we are building relationships, the next thing you are on TV, next thing you are on working with people on streaming services.
You are
creating all these links. So that's why I'm like, I know everything that I'm doing right now is leading
up to something.
Up to something big. And I will start off as a producer/writer for Waka Waka Mu, which will be made into this phenomenal movie that's going to be watched all over the world. Kids across the world are going to sing the Waka Chant. That much I know for sure. And then, like you said, my dreams, my songs that I've been having, I will go and, like, you know, there's a few artists lined up for those sounds, for those beats. I believe there's a reason why I received that vision. You know, I know I sound crazy and stupid, but
no, you don't.
I know my things will manifest. I know for sure. Like, it's something that God put inside of me. So, yeah. And then eventually one day, because it's another thing, every single year I get asked, dude, when are you going to act? When are you going to act? I have producers in Nigeria, in Tanzania, in South Africa. They're like, yo, when are you making your acting debut? And so I'm like, dude, I can't act for the life of me. You know what I'm saying? They're like, no, just give it a shot. So eventually one day, like, I want to go big. I want to star in a movie that has the potential to really go big. So whatever script that I do get eventually needs to make sense. Like, I'll speak to the NSK for some acting classes, like coaching lessons, because this guy is a beast, you know what I'm saying? He can switch it up, he can transition and so forth. So
true.
So I just need to do it right. Like, I need to
get in there. Are you a perfectionist?
I'm a perfectionist. That's why I'm saying I need to do it right. I need to know that whatever I'm doing is gonna stick. You know, it has to be done right. Like, I want to learn from him, because he knows how to chameleon. He knows how to transform into the character. That's something that I don't know I can do, but I need a professional just guiding me and all of that. So these are all the things basically that will come to pass, God willing, eventually. You know,
absolutely.
So, yeah.
As we wrap up our conversation with Aloysius Monana this morning on Fresh Breakfast.
I can't believe you found that song. So.
he's still in awe of us finding the song. Luis, tell us, my guy, as we close off our conversation, who do you want to say thank you to, my guy? What are your final words?
I want to say thank you to my immediate team. These are the people who literally hold me down. Ryan is in studio. There's Thomas, there's Kali, there's Mundu, you know, so there's Nadia, there's Emily, there's Lafika, you know. I literally have a village of people around me that make life easy, you know. You can't do everything on your own. You need a support system. It's the same thing when I decided to quit my job at Standard Bank to not work as an accountant anymore. I made the decision to say that I'll sleep on my friends' couches until I eventually break it into the media space and all of that. And my village was there, my community now. People are like, yo, take as long as you need, whether it's 10 years or whatever, you have our couch, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, but maybe not 10.
Maybe not 10. But we hear you.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
We hear you.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you.
No pressure,
my immediate community, because they hold me down. They know how hard I work. They know how much of a perfectionist I am.
Yeah.
And they always bring me back to reality and they keep me grounded. And like, they're like, yo, keep going, you can do this. It's just another thing that you're starting, you know. The love is there and everything. So thank
Fantastic.
You for them. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. So maybe for me, you know, I'm very sentimental. I'm not even going to cry. I cry all the time. So either way, thank you so much for your time, Luis.
You.
We wish you all the best. Honestly, we cannot wait when you talk, make it big day by Netflix. Be like, hey, yo, listen. The time that I spoke about this on Fresh FM with Innocent and Chico. Make me famous.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. That was Luis Monana, man, entertainer, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He's literally everything. But one thing that he is authentically Namibian.
This conversation
will be up on our website in the next 30 minutes or so. For now, let's get ready for DJ Scott. This is your wake-up call. Yo,